Okay, I am trying to do a new thing. We shall see how it works. This is my first attempt, and we shall see if it works. So, this is a preamble for the article on becoming a master chef. Now, I want to give you a little bit of history. So, before I discovered that I was an empath, and before I started yourvibration.com, I taught internet marketing. And the stumbling block in internet marketing for beginners, and everybody's a beginner who doesn't already have a working business. So the stumbling block is to pick a niche or niche, depending how you want to say it. A niche is the item or topic or the people that you want to deal with. It could be selling health products, it could be selling services, it could be whatever, right? Or it could be, as it was mine, teaching how to do certain things in internet marketing. Now, by stumbling block, I mean that people weren't able and weren't willing to learn doing things because they did not know where they are going to use it. So, the specific course I taught before I started yourvibration.com was how to build a mailing list. Because once you have a mailing list, you don't have much more than that, and yet you can make money. So it's an excellent way to start making money and then doing it for a while and start to see what it is that you want to do. But people were not willing. Now, what do I say is underneath that is what I say is what's there is scarcity. This paralyzing fear that you should only put your energies to something that will immediately and certainly will pay you back. Only. Which means that most of the things that make life worth living do not make you money. And you don't want to do them. And you don't want somebody else to benefit from it. You don't want to fritter away your energies. But what do? When I really look at your life, you fritter away your energies. But you don't want to choose consciously to fritter away your energies. Which means, because of this scarcity thinking and this paralyzing fear, you actually get stuck in life. You get stuck with nothing, like literally no vehicle to grow as a person, no vehicle and no means to become an expanding human being, an eclectic, educated person. Because unless you can see that it will immediately and certainly will give you the rewards, you don't want to do it. It went so far that I started to teach people through projects that they were doing for me. And guess what happened? I mean, it would have been, I even made it free. It would have been that you get a free education, you do something for me that I'm either going to use or not going to use, and they didn't want to do it. Or in other cases, I was in somebody else's coaching program and we created a team to learn something, to test something, to gain some experience, and everybody fell by the wayside. They didn't want to do it because somebody else was going to benefit from it, maybe. But they surely didn't see that they would. It is so horrible that I say 99.99% of humanity is falling into this trap. It wasn't always this way. I don't think so. Was it always this way? Let me muscle test. No, it wasn't always this way. This our times We are much more stingy, much less willing to do anything that doesn't directly benefit us, some way. So the result is, in the context of this article, is that you have an empty pantry and you have nothing to cook with. You never learned to cook and you never had anything in your pantry. And you live an empty life and you are never going to amount to anything until you start to fill up your pantry. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And from the number of people who come to my coaching program, I can tell you, it doesn't look good. You are stingy, and you are going to die stingy, and you are going to die unfulfilled. And that's my sermon for today. And there's nothing I can do for you. Unless you change, there's nothing I can help you with. Okay, so this is it for today. Thank you.